Lesson 15, and this concludes our series on actualizing your ideas. It's a very important point to keep in mind that no matter how hard you try, no matter how you try to manipulate events to bring you to success, we're dealing with a universe that's very large. We're dealing with actualities that are a great deal bigger than we are, and there's only so far we can go with our own energy before we find that we're suddenly coming in touch with other flows of energies, other people's ideas, other people's ambitions, other people who have beaten us to the door of the opportunity that we were hoping to make our own. So many things come to conflict, change, influence, divert. And all of these things they're out of our control. There's nothing we can do about it. And therefore, this entire course would be probably not very useful if it weren't for this final, but much more difficult to understand, principle. And that is that this universe that we're living in is a conscious universe. A few years ago, one couldn't say that and be accepted by many people, but today, the leading physicists are actually making that statement, that matter is not only energy, which has been proved, but they're also claiming that matter, that the energy itself is conscious. And this is something that great minds have somehow come to realize, that they are a part of they've called it different things, they've talked of the divine will, they've talked of destiny, whatever it is, but we are all like people who, like a surfboard rider. The surfboard rider can't create the wave. He can't make the wave go the way he wants to. He has to catch the wave at the right moment, and he has to go with that wave if he's going to ride his surfboard into shore. He can't ride it without the wave. He has to go with the opportunity that is given to him. And we, if we want to actualize our ideas, have to be like surfboard riders, waiting for the opportunity. We can manifest it to a certain extent, but the main thing is that we learn sensitively how to ride with it. And in anything that you do, the more you can release without doing it passively, you've got to do your own part of it. All the things that I've been talking about are extremely important, particularly in this subject that we're discussing right now, on actualizing our ideas. Extremely important. But beyond that, there's this other side without which nothing else really seems to work well. And yet, if we're in tune with that, somehow everything seems to go as a flow. We don't make it happen, but if we, instead of hanging on to these things and therefore separating our little idea from a greater reality, if we can learn to offer it up into that infinite flow of energy and consciousness, offer it up to God if you wish, offer it up into the infinite if you wish, however you wish to define it, but offer it up in a relaxed way so that you're flowing in harmony with a greater and conscious reality. Believe me or believe me not, what I'm really asking you to do is try it and experiment, because you won't be able to doubt your experience. I'm saying try it out. Suspend your disbelief if you find it difficult. Suspend it and give it a try. You'll find that if you can do your best, but then not only not be attached to the results, but relinquish those results, relinquish them into this infinite consciousness, and you'll find that somehow life will conspire to take care of things for you, and out of the blue, opportunities will come. People will come to you and say, let me give you an example. It's a wonderful example. Here in our community, we wanted to build our publications building. And I had something that came to my mind that required sort of a curved roof. It was something that the idea was to symbolize the bird taking off. And it was a very unusual concept, and the carpenters couldn't figure out how to build that curved roof. Well, they proceeded with faith, leaving the results in God's hands, in the hands of the infinite, whatever. They just said, well, we'll do the best we can right now, and what will happen will take place in its own time. But the day came when they couldn't go any further unless they knew how to build that roof. And so they sat down and prayed. And then they got up. They didn't seem to have any answer to their prayer. They'd done all the studying they could to find out how to do it. Still didn't know how to do it. They got up and started to pick up their tools to walk off the job because they'd gone as far as they could when a car drove up. Now, this is a true story. A car drove up. A man got out. He said, "I was told to come up here and see if you needed my help." And they said, "Well, we're just leaving the job. We don't need any help right now. But who are you? Where have you come from? What do you do?" He said, "Well, I live 500 miles away. But today I felt the inspiration to come up here. I don't know why. I'd heard about this place. I'd wanted to come for some time. But today I felt I had to come." And they said, "Well, what do you do? Why? What can you offer?" He said, "Well, I'm a builder." And they said, "Well, we've asked a lot of builders, but we've found no one who knows. Anyway, here's our problem." And they presented it to him. And he smiled. He said, "You know, in all of California, I'm probably the only one who's had the opportunity to learn how to do this particular kind of instruction, of construction. And so we built that building. But we did our best, not knowing what else we could do, and left the results in the hands of the infinite, and that infinite came through." Now, if that happened once, you'd think, what a great coincidence. But experiment. I've experimented. I've tried this. I don't believe in just blind belief, something that you close your eyes to and hope for. I've tried it, and I have seen it work again and again. One time years ago, I landed in the airport waiting for... I was expecting some people to meet me, but they didn't come. They were held up by traffic, and I didn't know what to do about it. Well, I had hoped in going there to meet an old friend of mine, but I didn't know where he lived. And so that's another part of the story. I was hoping somehow to get in touch with him, didn't know how. The other side of the story is that I didn't know where to go because I didn't have these friends to meet me. And later it turned out that all the hotels in the city were booked, completely filled. Well, what would one normally do under such circumstances? He'd get all excited, he'd go to the nearest phone, he'd start calling, wondering what can he do, calling American Express, calling travel agents, and so on. If I had done that, I'd have missed this opportunity. But I didn't. I just sort of paused for a moment, and I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do? What's trying to happen here? Not what do I want, what do I do, but what is trying to happen?" I was very calm, very centered. I wasn't concerned. I just knew that something was trying to happen, must happen. And at that moment, somebody stopped and asked me, "What was my name?" I told him. He said, "I thought it had to be, because you look very much like the photograph, a photograph that a friend of mine showed me." And he told me his friend's name, and it was just that friend that I'd been trying to meet. And I said, "Oh, I've been wanting to meet this person." And he said, "Oh, well, I've come to this city purposely to meet him. I'll take you there." Now, what a marvelous series of coincidences, if you want to call them coincidences. But isn't it stretching it a bit to call them that? What I've seen again and again is that if you will really release the fruits of your action, if you will release the concern that you might have, if you will do your best, but try to attune that doing with something greater that's trying to happen, then you will find yourself carried as if on a wave toward the shore of fulfillment in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. It's been fun sharing. And I hope that if you will practice these principles, that you will find them as useful and practical in your life as I have found them in mine.